Danforth Health to acquire Rare Disease Consultancy Ambit, tightening grip on patient identification. Avacy Partners is assembling a rare disease commercialization machine, piece by piece. The New York-based firm's portfolio company, Danforth Health, completed its acquisition of Ambit RD, a consultancy specializing in patient identification and analytics for rare and specialty disease markets, marking another calculated move in a sector where artificial intelligence meets the most expensive medicines in healthcare. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the strategic rationale is transparent. Rare disease drugs command premium pricing, and the firms that control the commercial infrastructure between diagnosis and prescription are positioning themselves at the center of a multi-billion dollar value chain. Ambit RD brings AI-powered patient identification tools and analytics capabilities to Danforth's existing platform, technologies explicitly designed to help biopharma companies navigate the commercial complexities that define rare disease markets. The integration represents a bet on technology-enabled services in a therapeutic area where the average cost per patient can exceed hundreds of thousands of dollars annually, and where identifying undiagnosed patients remains the central bottleneck to revenue growth. The timing aligns with broader FDA activity in the rare disease space. The agency approved Zanvastro for Alexander disease in September 2026, the first therapy targeting the underlying cause of that condition, expanding a treatment landscape where patient identification and access infrastructure increasingly determines commercial success. That approval, like dozens of other rare disease therapeutics entering the market, creates immediate demand for the exact services Danforth and Ambit provide. Finding patients, navigating complex reimbursement pathways, and managing specialty pharmacy logistics. The rare disease arbitrage. Where diagnostics meet distribution, rare diseases affect fewer than 200,000 Americans per condition under FDA definitions, but collectively impact an estimated 25 million to 30 million people in the United States. The commercial challenge for biopharma sponsors is stark. Small, geographically dispersed patient populations, diagnostic odysseys that can span years, and reimbursement pathways that vary wildly by payer and state. This friction creates opportunity for specialized intermediaries. Ambit RD's core value proposition centers on AI-driven patient identification, a capability that directly addresses the diagnostic delay problem plaguing rare disease markets. When a drug like Zanvastro launches for a condition affecting fewer than 1 in a million people, traditional marketing approaches fail. Identifying potential patients requires mining claims data, electronic health records, and physician referral networks with algorithmic precision. The firms that own this infrastructure control access to the patients, and by extension, control a meaningful portion of the value chain between drug approval and revenue recognition. Danforth Health's strategy under Avacy ownership appears to focus on building a vertically integrated platform for rare and specialty disease commercialization. Consultancies like Ambit sit upstream in the value chain, helping sponsors design market access strategies and identify patient populations. The logical adjacencies include specialty pharmacies, patient assistance programs, and reimbursement hub services. Each incremental acquisition tightens Avacy's control over the commercial pathway. The model echoes strategies deployed in other healthcare verticals, where private equity sponsors have consolidated fragmented service providers into integrated platforms. The difference in rare diseases is margin profile. These are high-value, low-volume transactions where a single patient relationship can generate 6 or 7 figures in annual drug spend. The economics support premium valuation for enabling infrastructure. Healthcare services mergers and acquisitions velocity. A parallel surge, the Danforth-Ambit transaction, sits within a broader acceleration of healthcare services mergers and acquisitions in early 2026. In tandem, Capital's Ivy Fertility Network acquired Santa Barbara Fertility Center in a separate deal announced the same day, continuing a physician practice consolidation trend that has drawn hundreds of millions in private equity capital over the past 3 years. The fertility deal involved acquiring a practice founded by reproductive endocrinologist Renette Allen in 2008, with Allen continuing to practice post-transaction. That structure mirrors the typical healthcare services playbook: acquire physician-founded practices, retain clinical leadership, and integrate into a scaled platform with centralized management and capital resources. The velocity of these simultaneous announcements signals sustained appetite for healthcare services assets despite broader economic headwinds. Both rare disease commercialization and fertility services share attractive unit economics: high patient lifetime value, limited price sensitivity, and partial insulation from traditional insurance reimbursement pressures. These characteristics make them durable platform candidates in an environment where interest rates remain elevated and exit multiples have compressed in more cyclical sectors. Physician compensation data from Doximity's 2026 report adds context to the practice consolidation wave. Average physician pay reached $438,269 in 2025, but after adjusting for inflation using the Consumer Price Index, real compensation stood at $332,976, reflecting a nearly 3% decrease since 2017. The pay gap between surgical and primary care specialties widened to 90.1%, up from 87.3% the prior year. These economics create incentives for physicians to affiliate with well-capitalized platforms that can offer infrastructure support, administrative relief, and potentially more stable compensation structures than independent practice. The FDA as tailwind. Approvals drive platform value. Zanvastro's approval for Alexander disease illustrates the regulatory catalyst driving demand for companies like Danforth and Ambit. The FDA characterized the approval as a landmark moment for a disease affecting fewer than 1 in a million people, noting that patients previously had no treatment options beyond supportive care. Zanvastro, an antisense oligonucleotide reducing production of abnormal glial fibrillary acidic protein, requires administration via spinal injection every 3 months by trained healthcare professionals. That delivery requirement alone creates commercial complexity that sponsors cannot navigate without specialized partners. Patient identification, physician education, reimbursement navigation, and logistics coordination for quarterly intrathecal injections demand infrastructure that most mid-sized biopharma companies lack internally. The efficacy study supporting approval enrolled just 49 pediatric and adult patients across multiple centers, underscoring the operational challenge of rare disease trials and subsequent commercialization. Walking speed improvement at 61 weeks served as the primary efficacy endpoint for patients aged 5 years and older, a functional outcome that requires longitudinal patient monitoring and data collection infrastructure. These are precisely the capabilities consultancies like Ambit build as core competencies. As the FDA continues approving novel rare disease therapies at a steady pace, each approval expands the addressable market for specialized commercialization services. The Placamium calculus is straightforward. FDA rare disease approvals create annuity-like revenue streams for companies controlling the commercial infrastructure. Drug sponsors will pay significant fees to partners who can compress time to peak sales and reduce commercial execution risk. For private equity sponsors like Avacy, this dynamic supports both platform revenue growth and multiple expansion at exit. The Placamium view Avacy Partners is executing a discipline built around the rare disease commercial choke point, and the Danforth-Ambit combination accelerates that strategy in a material way. Our read: the addition of AI-powered patient identification tools positions Danforth to capture margin share from both upstream consulting work and downstream commercialization activities. The rare disease market exhibits characteristics that institutional capital should favor: recurring revenue potential, limited substitution risk, and structural barriers to entry driven by technical complexity and regulatory requirements. The competitive moat here is data and algorithm refinement. AI-driven patient identification improves with scale as platforms ingest more claims data, refine predictive models, and build proprietary datasets linking genotype to phenotype across rare conditions. Ambit's tools likely rely on iterative machine learning that becomes more accurate with each deployment. That creates network effects. The more drugs Danforth helps commercialize, the better its algorithms become, which attracts more sponsors, generating more data. We see three potential value creation pathways from here. First, organic growth as rare disease. Approvals continue and existing sponsors expand into new indications. Second, further tuck-in acquisitions, adding adjacent capabilities like specialty pharmacy or reimbursement hub services. Third, eventual sale to a strategic acquirer seeking to vertically integrate commercialization capabilities, with logical buyers including large contract research organizations, pharmacy benefit managers, or diversified healthcare services companies. The risk case centers on payer pushback. Rare disease drug pricing has drawn increasing scrutiny from commercial insurers and Medicare, with some plans implementing prior authorization requirements and utilization management protocols that slow patient starts. If reimbursement tightens materially, sponsor willingness to pay premium fees for commercialization services could compress. Additionally, the FDA's accelerated approval pathway for rare diseases occasionally results in post-marketing requirements that lead to label restrictions or withdrawals. Platform companies with concentrated sponsor relationships face revenue volatility if key products stumble clinically. However, the structural advantage of controlling patient identification infrastructure in markets with multi-hundred-thousand-dollar-per-patient drug costs provides substantial margin cushion. Even if reimbursement pressures intensify, sponsors will continue needing partners who can navigate complexity and compress commercialization timelines. Avacy appears to be building exactly that capability set through Danforth. The bottom line, infrastructure over innovation, the real money in rare diseases, may not be in discovering the next antisense oligonucleotide. It may be in owning the picks and shovels that get those therapies to patients. Danforth's acquisition of Ambit reflects a calculated bet that AI-driven patient identification and commercial analytics represent defensible infrastructure in a market with expanding approval activity and structural complexity. For institutional investors evaluating healthcare services exposure, the rare disease commercialization subsector offers a compelling risk-reward profile. High barriers to entry, recurring revenue characteristics, and insulation from many traditional reimbursement pressures. Avacy Partners is assembling assets at a moment when FDA approval velocity and diagnostic technology convergence are creating unusual tailwinds. The next 18 months will clarify whether Danforth can cross-sell Ambit's tools into its existing sponsor relationships and convert consulting engagements into longer-term commercialization partnerships. If successful, expect Avacy to continue acquiring adjacent capabilities and potentially position the platform for a strategic exit at a premium multiple to healthcare services sector averages. The rare disease commercial infrastructure layer is consolidating, and the firms that establish dominance early will extract disproportionate economics as the market matures.